Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Oh, that's really catchy, isn't it?
The theme song, yeah.
Oh, that song I started to write a few days ago.
How are you coming to that?
At Winter Wonderland. Not like Winter. It is similar to Winter Wonderland.
I thought it sounded a little bit like it, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the same idea of walking through the snow. Tell you what brought it on was this heat spell that the country has suffered through. I was sitting at home there one night and was roasting, and I got thinking of how nice it would have a snowstorm. How nice it would be to have a
cool
snowstorm.
Real cool spots there, huh?
So I sat right down there at the piano. Well, then the Celeste. And wrote the song.
You write the song playing both the piano and Celeste at the same time.
Yeah,
huh?
Just as I did when I had my midnight radio program with the organ and Celeste.
I've heard it said that some of the biggest songs that you've written, Ray, were dashed off in a matter of 20 minutes on the tablecloths.
Middle of the night, I sit bolt upright in my my army cot. And have a tune in my head, and I get right out and do it right then.
Yeah.
Put it right down on paper because I would have forgotten it by morning.
It's another little known fact about you that I think people might be interested in hearing about, the fact you do sleep on an army cot in an army tent. Isn't that right?
That's right. On an army post.
In an army pajamas.
Yes. And that's something I think that people might be interested in knowing about me.
Well, they do now, and if you want to know any more, why...
Just write to the Adjutant General. He'll fill you all in, I'm sure.
I have all the facts there for you. Today, we have what we think is...
It's like gas of a program.
One of the gassiest we've had. That's the telephone. You want me to get that?
Would you, Bob? I'm trying to write a song.
Well, put the song down. You get it.
All right. Hello.
Hello?
Yes? Yes? Hello?
Bob and Ray?
Yeah, who's this? Gato?
Oh, no, no. Oh, just a moment, please.
I'll
have a friend want to talk to you.
Oh, what do you call him? It's Gato.
Gato?
Thanks.
Hello? Gato?
Oh, is this Bob and Ray?
Hi, Flaherty, yeah.
This is Hank Flaherty. Hank Gato, did you let the cat
Who is it then, if it isn't Flaherty? I'd like it.
There'll be no exchange in names, but if you want Smelly Dave, the whale back, I've got a little deal for you. Listen real fast, I'll say it once.
Say, get on the other phone. This sounds like it's a ransom thing. Speak up a little bit. I sound so much like a Detective Flaherty that I
have a hard time. No, I'm not your Detective Flaherty, no.
All right.
Here's the story. If you want the whale back, you can have him.
Hey, did you hear that, Ray? We can get the whale back.
Oh, boy.
Dave will be back with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Just one little thing.
Yeah?
In exchange for Dave, I want 1,000 gallons of chlorophyll.
Well, I don't know where we could get it, but we certainly try to get in touch with you.
We'll leave Dave in Astoria.
Whereabouts in Astoria?
You'll be able to track him down.
Well?
A lot of people will see him. He'll be on the street.
All right, what time do you want it?
Midnight.
Midnight tonight?
Yes, and we want the chlorophyll delivered to write this down.
Yeah?
1311 7th Avenue.
Okay.
Pineville, South Dakota.
Well, if we can, we will. That's a long, long way away.
Good night. Yeah.
Well, we'll get busy on it right away.
I agree to Belford, kid.
Oh, God, let's get to the Black River Xenon or drive away.
Well,
what do you know about that? It's the first concrete bit of evidence we've had that Dave is going to come back to us.
Well, I don't know as I want him back. It's been so long since I've seen him now, and I'm almost used to not having him, if you know what I mean.
Well, he is.
How's
a father.
Hoppity hippity, all
that's
around.
It. That's
hoppity.
That's going to be it.
All around.
I can't wait for a record of that song to come out.
But there are no two snowflakes that look alike. I'd like to work that into the song somehow.
That's a good idea. No two raindrops either, I don't think.
Well, I don't care about rain so much. It's
maybe
snow.
Rain. Snow, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah.
There are no,
There are no two snowflakes alike.
There are no two fingerprints alike.
There are no two fingers. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with
that. No, I know. It's not. I'm just trying to help. I can't.
Well, at any rate,
you get your mind on snow and winter, haven't you?
Sure have. Ah, the Shrank is down in Durham, North Carolina, being entertained by WDNC there, and the JF German, or Frank German Jr., as we call him, of WDNC. And they're out at the ballpark in Durham, where I understand there's a capacity crowd to see Arthur Schrank and his Bob and Ray promotion, whatever it may be.
And he's been kind of left to himself to figure out what he'll do.
Yes, right. He's been left to his own devices. And he's standing by now, our engineer indicates. So come in, please, Arthur Schrank at the ballpark in Durham, North Carolina.
Hi, everybody. This is Arthur Schrank speaking from the ballpark here in Durham, North Carolina. Standing here at second base this way reminds me of a story.
Speed it up a little, Schrank. They're not paying much attention to you, I'm afraid.
Before this throng, I would like to thank Frank German and WDNC and all you wonderful people here of Durham, North Carolina, for supporting. Hi! Hi there! Arthur Schrank and Durham.
Wait a minute, Schrank. He just told me the PA mic isn't on. Would you take that over again? He'll turn it on now.
Hi! Hi there, everybody! I was talking here for a few seconds without the mic on. This is Arthur Schrank of the Bob and Ray Promotion Division here in Durham, North Carolina, standing at second base. I'm reminded.
Come on, Frank, hurry it up, please.
That's the friendly voice of Frank Sherman imploring me to hurry up. So, I'd like to present now Mr. Frank Carmen of WDNC to all you wonderful folks of Durham.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank, and I'll make my words brief. Inasmuch as Mr. Frank has arrived here empty-handed, so to speak, I am still wondering what it is that he has brought us all the way out to the ballpark to see. It must be a surprise of some sort, but judging by his last appearances in other cities, we don't have our hopes too high. All right, Arthur, if you'd like to present to the people of Durham here with your promotion stunt, we're all ready.
Well, hi, everybody. Here it is. I am holding in my hand a patient postcard of Benny. Here it is. Take a good look, folks.
Well, how do you expect these people seated in the stands to see that picture you're holding up?
There it is.
Well, he's done it again.
Another wonderful, wonderful Bob and Ray promotion.
Well, we may not have to have him on the road much more if we get out to Astoria tonight and find Dave. And Webley, you got a book review for today?
No.
It's the end of the week, and we kind of like to round up one of the big books and have your players give us a scene.
Okay, it'll only take about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It's a particular book. It's 2 cents plain.
For 2 cents plain.
Right. And the wonderful book I enjoyed very much. And the Webby Webster players are in Studio 24 at this very moment, waiting for the blinking light to go on to indicate.
I'll tell you, the blinking light is broken.
Oh,
we're going to fix
well,
that blinking thing as soon as we
yell
can.
Yell down to the ventilators. Tell them to go on here that they're all set.
Okay.
As we're looking at them, they're about 2 days at sea. You hear.
All right, sir. I can't get over how pleasant you seem today.
Blue white caps are dancing against the blue background.
Watch out for that boom. Captain, the boom is heading your way. Oh, that's too bad, sir. Let me help you up. There we are, up, Sir Daisy.
Why? Don't you?
Take it easy.
I thought you'd keep a civil tongue in your head when you're talking to the government of this dump.
Look out, Captain. The boom is swinging. Let me help you up, sir.
Well, lady, why don't you go get two glasses of at least have a draft of the captain's port? Why don't you go get two glasses of at least have a draft of the captain's port?
You mean you're inviting me to join you, sir?
Why not, matey? How could I run the good tub without you?
Kind of surprised at your attitude, sir. You know, look out for the boom. It's swinging back, Captain. Oh, that's worse than the other two.
What do you do with the captain's port in your hand? Now then, get up off on the deck and point out here on the map where we be.
Well, I figure we're just... Look out for the boom, Captain!
Well, why don't you fill the glasses up full?
Will you just smack me one, Captain?
No, I'm sorry about that.
You mean you want me to join you now?
No more of that. Yes.
That's it. 2 cents, Clayline.
I don't remember that scene and for 2 cents.
Bob, stop everything. I've promised that we're going to present the locking of the studio door ceremonies.
This is something that takes place every Friday after our program is off the air, and we're going to let you in on it. The audience
right.
Hear it.
It's a tradition here at CBS for many, many years, too. So let's open the door and bring the microphone out in the hall, and you can hear all the entire ceremony from start to finish.
Mighty formal. Don't talk now, ladies and gentlemen.
Be quiet, please, everybody. Now, these are the guards walking up. They just left the second Mr. Burton studio.
Ceremony is repeated on Monday morning at 7 o'clock.
That's right. Hey, time has slipped away. Look, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We want to thank all the gang here who makes our show so wonderful. We don't have time to list them tonight. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
Thank you.
3 decades of great reporter Lowell Thomas evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned now for The World Tonight, next on KOIN, AM and FM, Portland.